This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. As this year ends, e-cigarettes and vaping products are once again for sale in Massachusetts. That is sooner than originally expected after Governor Charlie Baker responded to reports of a potentially fatal lung condition related to vaping in this way.
Today, I'm officially declaring a public health emergency in the Commonwealth due to severe lung disease associated with the use of e-cigarettes and marijuana-infused vaping products.
Governor Baker took many by surprise with that emergency declaration and a temporary ban on the sale of all vaping products in the state. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka has led our coverage of the ban and its consequences and is with us now to look back on all that's happened. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
So first of all, remind us what the goal of the ban was.
Well, there's been a wave of vaping-related lung illnesses and deaths across the country. We've also had some cases here in Massachusetts. So the goal of the vape ban here was to put a pause on the sale of vaping products so that medical experts could gather more information and figure out what's going on.
Was there much medical data behind the ban?
No, and that's something critics of the ban point out in frustration. But there was a lot of medical concern as researchers scrambled to understand what this lung ailment was. Public health experts were divided on the wisdom of the move, and retailers were caught completely unprepared. I spoke with Kathy McCarthy, the store manager of Fast Eddie's Smoke Shop in Alston. Here's how she reacted the day the ban was put in place.
Why don't they go to liquor stores and ban raspberry mango vodka? If this is doing harm to you, they cannot say that alcohol isn't doing harm to you. That's proven. That's a proven fact.
As I recall, Ininjor, some retailers argued their product actually aids public health by keeping some people away from cigarettes. And the retailers responded pretty quickly in the courts, right?
Yeah, that's right. Several vape shops sued the state over the ban and the harm to their businesses. Eventually, a judge ruled that it was unlikely the ban could stand a legal challenge. But the judge essentially left the ban in place on the condition the governor take a few more procedural steps, including a public hearing and refiling the ban as an emergency regulation.
And as for the retailers in Ininjor, you reported on the boom in business that the ban created in neighboring states, including at a smoke shop you found just across the border in Salem, New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. And here's a bit of that story. Store manager Ali Sheikh says he's had a rush of Massachusetts customers.
We always saw a lot of people from Massachusetts, but they were mostly people that weren't 21 yet. All of a sudden, the rush we got, it's people of all ages, all kinds of people.
And those customers keep on coming.
No matter where I gotta go, I'm gonna go and get them.
Dennis Yeba walks up to the store with his cousin. They drove in from Everett.
You know, if they ban them over here, then I'll go to the next state that's got them, you know? So I don't know. I think it's stupid that they banned it, and I don't know, I'm gonna keep vaping anyways.
Ininjor, the ban was originally scheduled to last into next month, but it came to an end earlier this month. Remind us what happened.
So a judge ruled that the Baker administration, as I mentioned, had to refile the vape ban as an emergency regulation, and that moved up the expiration date by a month. Also, during the vape ban, a law banning all flavored tobacco products was quickly approved. And when Baker signed that into law, he also said the ban would end earlier this month. So that's where we're at on the legal side. But I should note that several vape shops are still suing the state over their lost business. So that lawsuit is still ongoing.
Medically, Ininjor, the researchers have had some time to look into vaping-related illnesses. What have they learned?
So the CDC has pointed to vitamin E acetate as a chemical of concern in the vaping products they have been testing. The CDC says while this substance appears to be associated with the lung illnesses, there are many substances that are still being investigated. So there may be more than one cause of these lung illnesses. Meanwhile, state officials here continue to recommend that people don't use any e-cigarette or vaping products.
So scrutiny of vaping products is going to continue well into the new year.
Certainly.
WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka, thank you very much and Happy New Year.
Thanks, and Happy New Year to you too, Bob.